www.thebeatmedia.com. Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Number brought to you by ProXPN. We'll tell you more about them, and it's definitely going to tie in with the audio that I have to share with you here to start the show out. Allie will be joining us at a later point in the evening. She's just unfortunately delayed due to some work requirements. Anyway, so I saw the news today about this Edward Snowden interview, and kudos, credit goes to Ben Swan, one of his reporters posting this, Jay Smirmopoulos. Posting a full interview, 30-minute-long interview with Edward Snowden by a German television network. Goes by both the name ARD and also NDR, I guess, depending on which country you're in. So they did this fairly recent interview. It's well shot, well lit. It's a good-looking interview, and it's the longest interview I've ever seen with Edward Snowden. He answers a lot of good questions. There's a lot of interesting answers. I do want to get into this audio here, and it's my intention to play the full thing. And the reason for that is because this German television company that has shot and released this has really clamped down on it for some reason. They are not allowing anyone to see it, apparently outside of Germany. So it has been posted, allegedly it has been posted to their YouTube channel, but I can't verify that because I'm not in Germany, and I can't tell for sure if it's even on their channel because they've restricted it to only people in Germany. So, of course, it's leaked out, and the folks over at LiveLeak have a copy of it. We'll get into the audio here in moments, but let's go first to the phones and the fun. Mitch is in Houston. Mitch, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, I noticed earlier in the week you were talking about heroin use in with the heroin dealer.
That's right. On Saturday night, we had an article out of Norwich, New York, which actually interviewed a heroin dealer and tried to humanize him.
Yes, and I called in before. I'm actually a heroin user. You remember me?
You were like the responsible heroin user.
Yeah, I have a back pain, and I use a couple times a week when it flares up. And I just want to say that I noticed you mentioned how you thought it was one of the dangerous drugs, that there was alcohol. Because I've actually seen that list, you know, where it was the most dangerous drug.
That's right, yeah.
I just want to say, like, in its pure form, it's actually not dangerous to the body. It's just like morphine.
Maybe what you're saying is in its pure form, are you saying you couldn't overdose on it? Because I would think that you could.
No. I mean, well, that's when it's illegal. You don't, you know, you get like a bag, you know, it could be 50% pure, it could be 100% pure. You don't know. But,
right. And we talked about that.
Assuming it's like, you know, sterile and in an ampule and you know exactly what it is, it's not harmful to the body. You know, in the 1900s, people took it responsibly. You know, you could even use it every day. And it just doesn't harm the organs. It's non-toxic to the organ in pure form.
So, okay, but, I mean, are you saying that somebody wouldn't be, they wouldn't be able to get addicted to it if it were in its pure form?
I'm not saying whether or not to be addicted to it. But
right, I don't think that what you're talking about, the chart that we referenced, David Nutt, I think Professor David Nutt was the individual behind the chart in question. It's kind of they total up the harm to the individual and the harm to society by each drug that is relatively popular in the world, and heroin and alcohol were the top two on the chart. I mean, there's no doubt that heroin, in its current form, and I guess what you're arguing is if it were pure and in a black and not in a black market, wouldn't have the same effect. But in its current form, the addictions are pretty profound, and certainly you're admitting that even if it were pure, people could still be addicted to it, and that could be pretty damaging.
Like I'm sure you've heard of, like, the heroin maintenance programs in, like, Europe, like where they get, like, in the UK, for example, that, like, they give addicts like a week's supply. And they live normal lives. It's I'm sure you like chronic pain patients with prescriptions. They're not stealing. They just take it, their medicine, and live a normal life.
And they're injecting it, right? I mean, how are they yeah. taking their medicine?
It depends on the user, but I assume some of them inject it. But it's just opiates are non-toxic in their pure form.
How often does one who's on this program have to dose?
I think about 4 times a day.
4 times a day.
Yeah, and of course they don't have that in the U.S., but.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, Mitch. I mean, I think it should be legalized. I still don't think that, means that it's something that people should start using as a recreational drug.
No, absolutely not. But I'm sure, there are chronic pain patients that, take these medicines.
And, there are, and many of them get profoundly addicted to the opiates that they are prescribed.
Absolutely. But, just like the 18th century, but when people could buy it over the counter, it wasn't a big deal. It just
sure.
The founder of John Hopkins was injecting morphine every day.
Well, you still had right. I mean, I get what you're saying. It wasn't a big deal in that the people who were buying it over the counter weren't robbing anyone to buy it, but there were still people with profound addictions to it, and that can be a big deal for people. I don't think you want to minimize that.
Oh no, absolutely not. I'm not recommending, especially in a prohibitionist society. Obviously, it's a lot worse because you run out of money. But assuming it's cheap and legal, being physically dependent on it even isn't really a big deal, assuming it was legal and pure.
I guess as long as you don't consider shooting up to be a big deal, I mean, I understand that to somebody like you, it's probably pretty regular and normal, but, I mean, it's pretty unusual to have to find a vein and inject something. That's still an unusual thing for anybody to do in their daily life.
Well, that actually brings up a good point, because think about if it was legal, all the different services they could use, and if you didn't have medical licensing and all that stuff. People could have when you get the catheter put in your arm in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
you could, replace it every 3 days. There could be services that put that in. You wouldn't even have to find a vein. There'd be all sorts of services in a free society where people could have, a little port in their arm, like you get in the hospital.
I imagine there would be some level of demand for something like that. Obviously, a lot of people are going to look at that as a little bit strange. But hey, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, I think virtually all the physical problems to the body are because it's illegal. The only long-term side effect is constipation.
So, right, I get what you're saying. You're saying physically, if it were pure, it would be much safer. But again, not to minimize the fact that it would still be highly addictive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just the robberies and the physical problems of the body wouldn't be happening.
But yeah, you, Mitch, if I'm recalling our conversation correctly, you really are only a weekend user, so you don't really seem to be an addict.
No, well, I'm not an addict, but I do know people that are. Mm-hmm. And the ones that have the money, they're not. I know some rich people that use it. I'm fairly well off, but I'm not. Super rich. The rich people, they're not out there stealing or anything. And they get very high quality stuff.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And would you say this, but the rich people, are they addicts? Are the rich people addicts, I guess?
I do know some that are.
Yeah.
That have a physical habit.
Now, do you think that comes back down to the discussion we've had on other shows where they suggest that drug addiction has more to do with the person's lifestyle or, whether they're happy with their life or not? So is it possible that the rich people who are addicts are absolutely miserable people and the people that, are not addicted are people who are happier with their lives?
Well, to be honest, I think most people that are addicted to any substances have either physical or psychological pain that they're trying to medicate. And that they have the right to self-medicate. I think a lot of it comes down to self-medication. But most opiate addicts I talk to are self-medicated. And that is the only thing they find that helps their pain.
Well, Mitch, I appreciate your call tonight. I know that, and thank you. I appreciate the personal experience as well. I know my ex-girlfriend is currently an opiate addict, and she definitely has some problems in her life. There's no doubt about that. 855-450-FREE, and of course, she's shooting up She's shooting up legal opiates that, you know, she's buying illegally on the black market, but nonetheless they are legal, so they're pure. So obviously the purity factor doesn't really affect whether or not people get addicted to it or not. It's very, very addictive from what I understand, but then again, maybe more of the addiction has to do with people's life circumstances than anything else. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Coming up, the Edward Snowden interview. You can also bring up anything you want here at Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-453. Still to come, the hard to find Edward Snowden interview that is strangely being blacked out by the very network who filmed it. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And again, that's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. In order to do that, you will need to send a contact request first. Just do that. It will be accepted within minutes, and it'll be easy for you to call on Skype from that point on. Hey, if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoins, you've gone so far as to get yourself a Bitcoin wallet, or perhaps you went to get one through CryptoKit or some other great service like you can find over at weusecoins.com. If you've got the Bitcoin wallet set up, you've got to fund it with some Bitcoins. And the way you do that, the best way, in my opinion, is cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. If you order less than $40 worth of Bitcoins through cashintocoins.com, there's no fee. And if you go over $40, it's only a 3% transaction fee. So that's an incredible deal, and they make it so simple. You just go to cashintocoins.com, select the bank of your choice. There's three options: Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union that has what's called shared branching. So with those three options, it'll probably cover something that is in your town. Odds are good you won't have to go too far. You deposit the money into the specified account, and then usually within about a business day, or by the next business day, you'll have Bitcoins in your wallet. It's that simple. Go to cashintocoins.com. Once again, cashintocoins.com. We continue here going back to your calls and thoughts. Nathan is with us in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's up tonight?
Is my connection good?
Yeah, you sound fine. Go ahead.
I was looking on YouTube at some videos related to this Philip Seymour Hoffman thing.
Yeah.
And I came across one. It was an interview with a doctor who's with one of these addiction centers. And he basically, his argument was, well, addiction is not really about criminality, or it's more about it. It's more a disease. But if people seek treatment, then they can get it. And then he went on to talk about how people in Hollywood, I guess, they're not in a position, or they're in less of a position to get treatment for their problems, I guess.
Why would that be?
He didn't say, but I would guess maybe because it's sort of a culture in Hollywood, and also it's kind of glamorized.
You think that heroin use is glamorized amongst the Hollywood elite?
Well, I don't know, but I've always heard it's like drug use in general. But
well,
I was
certainly drug use is common all over the place. I mean, drug use is prolific in every industry, and Hollywood is no different. However, I can't imagine that that heroin use is something that people put out on Front Street for their peers to know about in any way, shape, or form. It seems very unlikely that that would be the case. You know, if you go to some sort of a party in a place like Hollywood, odds are good there's going to be some level of drug use that's out in the open, whether it be cannabis or cocaine. But I highly doubt there's a heroin room. You know, then again, what do I know? I don't go to Hollywood parties, right? It's just I've known all kinds of people in the counterculture, in the drug culture, and while some of them may have been heroin users, they certainly weren't wearing it on their sleeve. It's not the kind of thing that people are particularly proud of. And in a lot of cases, I think it has to do with sometimes how the drug is administered. I mean, the fact that many of the heroin users are injecting their heroin is likely something that is one of the reasons why they do it in private. And plus, heroin's also not known as being a party drug, really.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Fair enough.
Not at all. Heroin is like from what I understand, I've never done it, but from what I understand, heroin is a kind of drug that you do by yourself, you know, or maybe with a partner. It's probably safer to do it with a partner so they can take you to the hospital if you're too messed up. But you don't do it in a large group of people typically because there's not much, it's not like a social drug from what I understand. But feel free, call in if you're a heroin user, clarify on this. But I think that the idea that Hollywood people would have a more difficult time seeking treatment seems pretty ridiculous considering how treatment is expensive. And so people in Hollywood, I'm presuming we're talking about people who are known, like Philip Seymour Hoffman, he got paid fairly well for his roles. I'm not talking about the girl working at a restaurant trying to scrape by while she gets a new role in a movie. Somebody like Philip Seymour Hoffman could easily check into any drug clinic he wants to. It's just that he doesn't want to. He wants to get high on heroin.
Well, a friend of mine did bring that up, and I think my response was, well, maybe there's something about the lifestyle of Hollywood, like maybe the same factor leads to both. Or, you know, it could be a genetic thing. You know, a lot of people I know think that, like, there's that dopamine gene that's associated with addiction. So, you know, maybe it's just some people are just genetically hardwired to seek out these kinds of experiences.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting to look at. I'm not sure if anybody's ever looked at that with heroin.
Well, how would that change your views if it could be proven that it was completely genetic?
Oh, I highly doubt it's completely genetic. And would the gene have to do specifically with opiates, or would it be like some sort of a gene that just simply leads someone to go overboard with drugs?
Actually, well, the TAC1A gene, which gets a lot of press, seems to be associated with risk-taking behavior, I think is the phrase. So not one drug specifically, but more like just a kind of array of behaviors and drugs. So I don't think it would be like, you know, this is the cocaine gene, this is the heroin gene. It would be more like, you know, a gene that has a propensity for risk-taking behavior, I would say.
Well, now, is that the same? I'm not a scientist. Is that the same gene that is factored into alcoholism, for instance? Because they do say that is passed down.
I think so. Yeah, well, the articles I've glanced over talk about alcoholism, gambling, and drug use. They don't have, like, a specific list, but I think alcohol gets mentioned a lot with TAC1A. It has to do with dopamine receptors, which... I don't know. I guess different drugs affect these chemicals in different ways. Like alcohol doesn't directly affect dopamine receptors, but cocaine does.
Yeah, and some people are very sensitive to some drugs, but not so much to others. I've seen individuals, generally marijuana or cannabis is considered a fairly benign substance, but I've known one young lady who was basically allergic to it, and so, you know, if you blew it anywhere near her, she would be very, very upset, and if she actually tried to inhale it directly, then she would have a pretty serious reaction. And some people, when they try cannabis, they are fairly uncomfortable, while others really love it. So everybody's built differently, right? And so maybe some people are more subject to
it. It would have to be genes that are, like, really widespread. Like, a lot of people have this TAC1A variation, for example. And, of course, that since it's linked to alcoholism, I guess that's why it seems to get the most press when you look up addiction gene on Google. Okay, so I just wanted your thoughts
on that. Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for being here.
Well, most of the time you always say it's life circumstances, and I just thought it was interesting. You know, like if it was all genetics, how would that change?
Yeah, I don't believe for a moment that it's all genetics. I don't believe that for a moment. I think that maybe that could be a factor with some people, but it definitely, I mean, I think the study that we looked at when they, you know, they took the hardcore meth and crack addicts, put them in a hospital, and gave them a choice of taking a dose of their favorite drug or giving them $20, and they, you know, and thanks by the way for the call, and $20 into a bank account that they would be able to cash in after several weeks of being in the experiment, and these hardcore addicts took the money because, well, they actually could make a rational choice. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. It's just that normally their choices are crappy life or drugs. So they choose the drugs. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. I've got this Snowden audio that I would like to share with you when we get a chance, although we actually open up the show with one of your phone calls, which is kind of how things tend to go here on Free Talk Live. Our plans, we put them aside when you call about whatever you want here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And since Philip Seymour Hoffman was brought up, we should probably talk a little bit more about what has happened in his case, because heroin is like this terrible thing that's just sort of out there for most people. Unless you've actually known somebody who has been addicted to heroin or a similar opiate, then you don't really know how profound these addictions can be. You don't really, if you don't have experience, it's just sort of one of those things that's just out there, and you hear about it every now and then, and you don't really have to be faced with it in any significant manner. And then somebody like Philip Seymour Hoffman goes and overdoses, and then, because he's a star, it can't be ignored. So anyway, we can talk more about that as well. First, I want to tell you about Squarespace. You've been thinking about getting a new website, have you? Or perhaps you've never had a website before. Well, Squarespace can help you with that. You go to squarespace.com. You can get started with their free trial account with only your email address. You don't have to punch in any kind of credit card information. You can get started and pretty much tool around with all the features the site has to offer and get a real feel for what Squarespace is all about. Basically, they make websites easy. You don't have to have some expert that you hire at $70-$80 an hour to design a site. The design's already done for you. Squarespace.com has all kinds of beautiful templates that you can select, whether it's a shopping or blog or portfolio template. And of course, the e-commerce factor can be added into any of their beautiful templates. So maybe you're an artist, you want to show off your artwork, or maybe you just got ideas and you want to share them via a blog. Go to Squarespace.com. They can make it easy for you. It's drag and drop. You just drag in whatever content you want from your desktop, and you can even rearrange the elements of content right there within the page. If you get stuck, they've got support on hand 24/7. And as I said, you can get started for free right now at Squarespace.com. And when you're ready to bump up to their hosting package, it starts at just $8 a month, and that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. It's just incredible value here. And these guys are pros. They've got 99.99% uptime, according to webhostingstuff.com. And their sites, they adjust based on what you're viewing them on. So it's called responsive design. Meaning that if you go on a smartphone versus your laptop versus, you know, a desktop, the screen size matters to how Squarespace serves up your website. So it's customized views based on the device being used. Very cool stuff. Squarespace.com. Go there. Get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their standard hosting package, you can use our discount code FTL2. That's FTL and the number 2 to get 10% off. Which is, you know, they've already got some incredibly affordable prices, $8 a month. So 10% off that, though. Use code FTL2 at squarespace.com. So Philip Seymour Hoffman, a fairly prolific actor. He has been in all kinds of major films, probably most recently the Hunger Games series, appearing in the second Hunger Games film. And I guess, having been close to finishing shooting on the remaining Hunger Games movies, it sounds like they may be able to pull off releasing the films, even though he won't be there for the last 7 days of shooting, because he's overdosed, apparently, on heroin. And there's been a lot of news coverage about this. And I'm glad, I guess, because people need to really consider what this addiction is like and how it can really strike even the most unexpected of people. And obviously this guy had some issues. He apparently had been in some form of addiction treatment previously. Here's a story from ABC News. Philip Seymour Hoffman was found with 5 empty heroin bags, as well as many as 65 more that were still unused. So probably a lot more heroin than the average heroin addict might have at any moment, considering he can probably afford it. Police investigating Hoffman's death, apparently from a drug overdose, had earlier said they found 50 bags of the narcotic, but later increased that figure. They also found used syringes, including one needle that was sticking out of Hoffman's arm when his body was discovered Sunday in his Greenwich Village apartment. Detectives are using the stamps on the bags and checking with nearby jurisdictions to attempt to track the origins of the heroin, and they're also trying to determine the purity of the heroin and whether there were any additives. They said that it does not appear that Hoffman had the heroin-fentanyl combination that has been linked to deaths throughout the Northeast. Investigators are also looking into the possibility that his May detox stint would have affected his tolerance for the drug. Now, we don't know, obviously, the details here, but as was suggested on recent episodes of Free Talk Live, when in the black market, you don't really know what it is you're getting. You don't know the concentration of the heroin in this case. And so I don't know if he got through the first 5 bags and or if he was just on a crazy binge or what happened here, but obviously he went overboard. He was found unconscious at about 11:15 in the morning on the bathroom floor of his apartment by a friend and screenwriter, David Katz, who called 911. Hoffman was pronounced dead at the scene. He was supposed to pick up his 3 children on Sunday, but had never showed up. The cause of his death, they say, has not yet been determined. They're going to be doing an autopsy shortly. They go on with the statements about, you know, who he was and what he did, and he was in a number of movies, Boogie Nights being a big one, served as his breakout role. They talk about some more of the roles here. But interestingly, is another story, according to, let's see, Fox News.com, about the night, or I guess the night prior to his death. What was he doing early that morning? Police say that they questioned a manager of a neighborhood grocery on Monday, asking if the store had any surveillance of the actor in the hours leading up to his death this weekend. Apparently, he'd been spotted at the grocery at around 10:30 on Saturday morning, looking gray, as it was described, and purchasing tissues and soda. The manager told detectives they didn't have surveillance cameras, but the ATM outside may be able to. They may be able to find some footage there. They're also trying to track down surveillance video at a nearby bank, where a man told cops he witnessed what he believed to be Hoffman buying drugs from two men several hours later on Saturday night. The man told police he saw the actor withdraw large amounts of cash at an ATM at a bank near his apartment at about 8 p.m. Saturday night. He said he saw Hoffman hand over the cash and appear to purchase drugs from two men, both wearing messenger bags, who appeared to be working together. The man told cops that Hoffman looked very sweaty and like S. The actor was found dead at 11 o'clock the next morning. So it sounds to me, you know, if this guy's story is to be believed, that Philip Seymour Hoffman, like many drug addicts, was buying on the streets of New York City. You know, he actually went out onto the streets and met dealers and or found dealers. You know, I guess maybe it would make sense if he didn't want to have them come to his home, I suppose. It's obviously an increased risk if you're going to be buying drugs at the street level. I could understand that if he's got kids at his house or that kids are known to be at his house, I guess he wouldn't want drug dealers to know where he lived, but also he's taking a pretty serious risk hitting the streets and buying that way. But then again, if he's strung out, if he's looking to get another fix, then perhaps he would do things that he normally wouldn't do. I mean, that's pretty common for drug users as well. So obviously there's still a lot of speculation here around the circumstances, but going back to the point I made earlier, people need to pay attention to this. If this is what it is that takes, you know, that helps people wake up to the fact that heroin addiction is, it's out there and it's pretty profound and it can affect anybody. You know, you look at this guy and he's a brilliant actor. He's memorable. He's a very memorable face. You probably, if you see his face, you know exactly like what you've seen him in. And you don't think of people who are successful as being heroin addicts, but they're just as likely. Because that does, you know, just because they're successful doesn't mean they're happy. 855-450-FREE, that's the ProXPN toll-free line. So you're welcome to share your thoughts on heroin addiction, the Hoffman death, or maybe you've had it strike close in your life. Maybe it has been you who has been the addict. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And this is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course we'll take your calls about anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I say we like there's somebody else here in the studio with me. Tonight, it's just me at the moment. We are expecting Allie, or I am expecting Allie here at some point to join us. We're also going to talk about, such a habit, going to talk about Edward Snowden and the interview that was conducted by a German television company that has chosen to severely restrict the access to this interview. We've got the audio, and we'll be playing it a little bit later on here when I get a chance. $6shirts.com, I want to tell you about them. They accept Bitcoin for their really cool shirts. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. There's a lot of different categories, though. So there's movie-related shirts. I ordered one with the Weyland-Yutani logo on it, for those of you who are Aliens fans. So there's all kinds of cool, like, movie shirts. There's gaming-related shirts, sports shirts, even meme shirts. $6shirts.com. They are, as I say, accepting Bitcoins. Now, you can pay with U.S. dollars as well if you prefer, but if you pay with Bitcoins, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. And they even give their Bitcoin orders priority. So they're serious about this. Plus, they're believers in Bitcoin, so they actually hold on to the Bitcoins. And, in fact, they use some of their Bitcoins to buy their ads here on Free Talk Live. They've got hundreds of shirts from which to choose. Please go and check them out. $6shirts.com. I actually have a couple waiting for me at my mailbox. I just haven't had a chance to go and pick them up yet, so I'm looking forward to that this week. $6shirts.com as we continue here talking about heroin addiction. It's in the news because, well, Philip Seymour Hoffman has died. Now, of course, heroin addicts die frequently across the country. They don't get the same level of coverage as Philip Seymour Hoffman, and obviously they don't have the same impact on as many people's lives, but that's not to say that they are any less important. It's just that now it's happened to a Hollywood star, and so now people are forced into a position of actually having to acknowledge that this exists and talk about it. Let's go to the phones here and your thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Nick is in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
You know, I've listened to you guys for a little while now. You come on after a conservative talk show on my radio station. And the first question I have to ask you guys is this. I know that you are about freedom, and I really appreciate your show. But I have to ask you, what are your political views? Because is there any role of government that you see acceptable?
Okay,
It does seem like there's, you know, you don't like the police, you don't like this and that. I'm not denigrating that, but it just does seem like, what do you think the role of government is in our lives? Should there be any role? And if not, then that seems to be rather anachronistic.
Well, let me clarify, if you don't mind, because I appreciate the question. I don't have a problem with the idea of police. Let me be crystal clear. I like the idea that there would be people out there to help protect innocent people from being harmed. So I value that. When the police actually go out and catch someone who's a murderer, a rapist, an arsonist, somebody who's a vandal, somebody who's destroying property or destroying lives, I support them in that activity. So what I don't like with the police is when the police are spending their time, when they could be spending their time catching real criminals, they're instead spending their time pulling over people for rolling through a stop sign, pulling over people for going a little too fast on the road, or harassing teenagers for smoking cannabis or cigarettes or whatever. That's the kind of thing I don't want to see the police spending their time on, because I know there are actual real criminals out there, and I'd rather they spend their time on that. So I'm totally fine with the idea of police. I just wish we had, let's call them peace officers rather than law enforcement officers. And they used to actually be called peace officers, Nick, a long time ago, when their main role and function was to restore peace. You know, if there was a bar fight, their job would be to separate the two people and send somebody home, or send them both home, or take them both home, or whatever, and you kind of restore the peace rather than to just kind of mindlessly enforce all these ridiculous laws and ordinances and statutes. Does that make any sense?
Well, no argument there. I mean, I've actually been the victim of overreaching police enforcement myself, but it just seems when I listen to you guys sometimes, I'm like, I sometimes wonder, and you clarified that for me a little bit, whether there is any role whatsoever of government. And I think government has gotten far too large.
Well, let me answer the larger question. I wanted to focus in on the police since you had brought that up specifically. So the larger question is, I think that there should be a role for anything that people are willing to voluntarily contribute to. And I think that the people who call themselves government, because look, let's not make it into this thing that exists separate from the people. We're talking about men and women. They call themselves the city of fill in the blank, or the town of fill in the blank, or the state of fill in the blank. But all that we're talking about is men and women who are doing a business at the point of a gun. They are forcing their viewpoints and their opinions on all the rest of us, and we're supposed to act like, it's appreciated. For me, it's not appreciated. Now, what I do appreciate, as I mentioned, I like it when the police go out and catch real bad guys. I like having roads plowed. I like having, salted roads. So there's certain things that they do. There are tasks that they perform. Fire protection, I think a lot of people like that idea.
There's a role for government.
Well, I don't know if it's a role for government, but it's a role for somebody, and I'm willing to pay somebody to fill that role. I don't really care what they call themselves. They can call themselves the City of Keene, or they can call themselves Joe's Fire Department. As long as they get the job done, and they're not threatening me to pay for it. And that's a problem that I have with government as we know it, is that they threaten everybody. If you don't like what they do, if they do a crappy job of it, if they've not only done a crappy job, but have actively harmed people, or have been corrupt in the process of doing their job, usually the answer is, well, too bad. You can just vote for somebody else if you don't like it. And, of course, then the only choices you have to vote for are scumbag A and scumbag B, as though that's going to somehow make things better. Everybody is threatened with usually the stealing of their homes. under, you know, they're under this constant threat to go along with this and to continue paying for it. So sure, you have the freedom to complain about government in America, but most people do not have the freedom to opt out and say, you know what, you guys have done a really crap job this year, and I'm going to go ahead and take my money away from you and instead give it to your competitor. And of course, in a lot of these areas, you're prohibited by law from competing with them. So I have a problem with the fact that governments have monopolies. I think they should be subject to competition, and I think that they shouldn't be guaranteed money every year.
What's the short answer? How do we solve that?
Short answer. Free state project.
I agree with what you just said, because I live in a small town, and everything you just said is actually pretty right on. But the short answer is, if you don't comply, you're screwed. I mean,
if you don't do what they say, they will put you in a cage or steal your home from you, and you know that's what they do.
Deprive you of services, or they'll take your license to run a business away, or they'll.
Sure, there's that too. Yeah, business owners are constantly in fear of what the government might do to them. And of course, the average business owner isn't willing to stand up for themselves because they just want to serve their customers. They didn't get into business to make a stand for liberty. And so, of course, that leads to business owners just doing what they're told and paying to get paying for whatever fees and permits there are, which is, that's all that is just graft, straight up bribery. And so they don't ever stand up because they are afraid to lose their business. And so we have this problem where people just keep going along to get along. And so we keep getting more government and more control. So the short answer to me is the Free State Project, which is the idea of getting liberty-oriented people together all in one geographic area, so then we can figure out what the answer is going to be. Because right now there aren't enough people who agree with what we're talking about to the point where they're willing to do something about it. Because if you agree with what we're saying, but you feel like you're the only person in your area who does agree or who's willing to do something, you're effectively neutered because you can't have an effect as one person against this behavior. Hemeth, known as the state.
But aren't you going to run into the same problem then? If you get enough people together to do that, you're still going to have some kind of infrastructure. And aren't there still people that are going to disagree with that?
There's always going to be people who disagree. There's no doubt. And I didn't say the Free State Project was an easy answer. It's just a simple answer. It's the idea of concentrating activism in one place. And we have seen that it has made a difference. We've actually got liberty-minded people who've been elected here in New Hampshire. That's not happening for, let's say, the Libertarian Party, for instance, anywhere in the United States. So even at this early stage of the Free State Project, we've made an impact. And if you take the idea of numbers, you can see how it applies in a variety of different ways. So if you have the numbers, you can win elections. If you have the numbers and enough people get elected, you can change the political system. If you have the numbers, you can also engage in significant civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I mean, if people, for instance, if 10% of people who got parking tickets would challenge it and take the parking ticket to court, you'd crush the court system. So even a small amount of non-cooperation can really go a long way. So there's some ideas to start with, Nick. I thank you for the call and the great questions tonight. We'll continue with more of your thoughts. Certainly welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Check out the Free State Project at freesteateproject.org.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold and took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.